All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Mr. Joel Ellwanger, Pastor Joel Ellwanger. He is on the line talking about a Dr. Martin Luther King scholarship walk that's going to take place this Saturday in Milwaukee. But Joel, for people who don't live in Milwaukee and who want to make a donation, if you can again talk about, you know, where they can make their donation.
Okay. They can go to the MLK Scholarships Milwaukee website, which is simply MLKScholarshipsMilwaukee.org. Or if they want to mail a check, they can send that to MLK Scholarships Milwaukee and make it out to MLK Scholarships Milwaukee and send it to 5464 Northport Washington Road, number C168, Glendale, Wisconsin, 53217.
You know, so Joe, that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to underscore that. We can probably mention that one more time in case people didn't get it.
Yeah, so for people who may not understand just how important these resources are to young people who are now being forced and being strapped with such huge debt as they try to make something of their lives, what is your thought on that, the high cost of education in the society?
Well, I personally believe that we need to do what a lot of European countries have done, and that is make college education available to everyone that wants to go on to college or technical school beyond high school free of charge. It should be recognized by our nation, as so many other countries have recognized, that education is the key to everything from entrepreneurship to contributing to all the facets of our common life that are so important. College educators, lawyers, even truck drivers need some kind of education beyond high school. And so we really should make that education available to anyone who wants it. We have pockets of 20% and 30% unemployment in parts of central cities like Milwaukee and throughout the country, to a great extent because young people don't see the value of the education, and that's where we all come in. We need to help young people understand that, or they say, "I'll never be able to go on to college because I don't have the money." And that should not ever inhibit any young person from going on to college.
You know, Joel, it's become a bigger and bigger problem for even middle-class families to afford education. And I think it's a shame that in our nation, that the wealthiest nation on earth, that we can't somehow, because it would be beneficial. The more people are educated, the more they will be able to offer to our society. And if you counter what is happening, as you stated, in many other parts of the world where education is free, and higher education is free, look at the impact and that has had, as those nations have been able, underdeveloped nations, to now open up a whole new chapter in their futures. And at the time that those third world nations and others are opening these new chapters, in our country, we're closing the door or strapping people with debt that they'll never pay off. How does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It just is not in the self-interest of any country to make education, including post-high school education, difficult or impossible for many young people to attain. It just does not make sense. Certainly a lot of the violence and the unrest in the cities is a result of young people who just don't see their future and don't see their potential. And it's partly, not totally, but partly because college education seems to be just out of the picture for many, many people, as you say, including young people from middle-class families. So we really have to do something about it. I know that there are politicians and leaders, including Biden, who are looking at what we can do to change that picture.
You know, Joe, so I want to quickly, before we leave, what is the, again, a number where people can make donations if they choose to do so, and the location of the march on tomorrow, which I'll be there?
Okay, well, that would be, we would be honored to have you there and to just say a word of encouragement, because a lot of people who will be on the Olathon are young people who will be applying for a scholarship. In fact, we ask young people who are applying for the scholarship to be engaged in raising money for the scholarships for everybody, not just for themselves. And this is part of raising up that determination that every young person has to have to really pull out all the stops to make it to college, even though it seems difficult or almost impossible to some. But if people are interested in participating in the Olathon, once again, it's at Ascension Fellowship Church, and they are a part of the scholarship coalition. That's why we are starting from there. It's at 2429 West Hampton Avenue, and we'll be leaving at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Registration is 7:30. The registration is $20, but that $20 goes to the scholarship funds. We expect everybody participating in the Olathon to contribute.
And you get a beautiful T-shirt.
And you get a T-shirt for free.
Oh, okay.
What I wanted to underscore is that the $20 does not pay for the T-shirt. The $20 goes to, we've gotten underwriting for the T-shirts.
Yeah, and
so
they're always
beautiful.
So we do
not charge.
And they're always beautiful.
Yes. This year, they are, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this year, the T-shirts are a beautiful dark green with black and red print. So those are the colors of the African American flag. We always have a quote from Martin Luther King. And the quote this year on the back of the shirt is a really powerful quote. It says, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the rest of the staircase.
Hey, Joe.
Joe,
I want to thank you. We got to go. I'll see you on Saturday morning. Got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.